The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming, and no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes open?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight, till they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He could speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. But the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I don't know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple? We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord." And he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. And now you are saying, 'We see.' So your sins remain." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. You notice our Gospels are getting longer? They're so beautiful. We're Catholic training you for Palm Sunday in 2 weeks, okay? We're getting you ready. Tuesday, March 3rd, I was invited to go to a Disneyland after-hours party by a person I used to work with when we worked for Disney. And they gave me an extra ticket, so I invited Father Jorge to come. You remember Father Jorge? He was here for Together in Mission. So I invited him to come with me, and Disneyland was open from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. with a limited number of people. And when we met at Disneyland, granted, he's in his 20s, and I obviously am not. He was full of energy, and I looked at him, I said, "This is your night. I invited you because I wanted to thank you for a great job you did when you were here at Holy Family." I said, "Whatever you want to do, we're going to do." I shouldn't have said that. Because the very first thing he looked at me, he said, "Let's ride Space Mountain." Now, back in the day, I loved Space Mountain. But Space Mountain doesn't necessarily love me anymore. And the last time I went on it, I swore, "I'm not going on again." You know, my stomach didn't feel the best when I got out of it. There's something about, you know, this constant movie turning in the dark, even though I have the track memorized. I said, "Never again." So I said, "Mijo, you have fun. I'm just going to sit at the end. I'll be eating some popcorn. You have the time of your life." And he looked at me and he said, "Okay, old man." So I got up and went in line with him to Space Mountain. I should have taken the insult, right? So we got on, and he's like laughing, right? And I like it. I'm not afraid of it. It's just, you know, So we're going the whole time. I had my eyes closed, like, "Let's just end this. Let's end it." And, you know, when it finally ended, my stomach was upset. You know, luckily it didn't last too long. But I couldn't wait to get back to the light, right? Just the darkness. It wasn't a good feeling to be there. And, you know, I should have known better, because that dark wasn't good for my body. But Jesus talks about a far greater darkness and light in the gospel today. And when we're in the darkness, sometimes it's hard to get out of it, is it not? And yet Jesus gives us the answer of how to get out of the darkness of our old life. Who is the light of the world? What is his name, my friends? Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. And in this beautiful gospel today, Jesus is looking out at each and every one of you with unconditional love and unconditional compassion. And like that man born blind, he wants to bring healing into your life. But he's also challenging us in a very clear way today.
And one of the ways our Lord is challenging us is don't make presumptions about people. And we're all guilty of that, are we not? And when we make presumptions about people, it's oftentimes, it's not how it appears. We villainize people for leaving, you know, their homeland to come here. So we make them the enemy. Or we villainize people who are, vote different than us. So the list can go on and on. And Jesus is saying, look at people with compassion, not with self-righteousness, not with the sense that I'm better of, but look with people with the eyes that Jesus looks at each and every one of us, which is unconditional love. Now, Father Jorge, he made a presumption that, you know, I didn't want to go on because I was old in his eyes, right? You know, but I told him, it's not that. It's just my stomach doesn't feel good. But in the real world, about stuff that's really serious, we make presumptions about people that are cruel, that are unfair, that are hateful, that are unChrist-like. And Jesus, what did he do? What did the people say during that time? He's blind because he must have sinned. He deserved it. And Jesus goes, no, no. He's actually blind because it's an opportunity for us to grow in our love and our compassion. And our suffering allows us to grow in our faith. He changes us all around. So our Lord is challenging each and one of us this morning. Who have you made presumptions or unfair judgment about? Growing in our compassion. Time and time again, we see that Jesus did something. He just didn't walk by and ignore the man. He was there to help his suffering. So what are we doing as God's people to help those in need? Yes, we come to Mass on Sunday, but we come to Mass on Sunday, we're fed with the Eucharist so that we could be the Eucharist to one another, that we could be Jesus Christ to each other. So my friends, remember, we're going to be judged for what we did do and did not do, what we failed to do, right? We say that at the beginning of Mass. So where can you bring compassion to people? There's so much suffering, so much pain. We can't control sometimes the events of the world. Most of the time we can't, right? But what we can control is how we treat those around us. And how our Lord is calling us to grow in our empathy. One of the most powerful things about this gospel is Jesus is saying, be courageous in your faith. The man born blind, as the gospel gets stronger and stronger, he's growing stronger in his faith. He's growing stronger in courage. And in fact, you see that the parents didn't want to answer the question of this gospel, right? They were afraid of being canceled. You see the cancel culture even here. People are afraid to speak out for the truth. And yet the man didn't care. He said, I know the truth and I'm going to speak out for it. We know the truth as disciples of Jesus, but sometimes we remain silent. Or we choose to do nothing because we're afraid of what people are going to think of us. So if people do not like you because of who you are as a Catholic, because you're doing good works, may your reward be great in heaven. If nobody's ever spoken anything bad about you or complained about you, you're not doing it right, okay? What's the phrase? No good deed goes unpunished, right? So be courageous to live out your Catholic faith. So go against what the world often tells us to do and replace that with love and compassion. This gospel is challenging us and inviting us to love even more, to open our eyes to our blindness of how we've lacked empathy and compassion, and to invite each and every one of us to bring healing to those around us. It's very easy to be a Pharisee, because guess what Pharisees get to do all day? Complain, complain, complain. Point out faults in people. They're never happy. So if you want to be a Pharisee, it was nice knowing you. Don't come back, okay? But if you want to be a disciple, it's going to take courage, and it's going to require you to actually put your faith into action and to do something, and it's going to require you to look past the surface and to see the love of God in each person. And if you do that, you're on the road to heaven, my friends. So who is the man born blind in your life? Who have you ignored? Who have you ridiculed? Who have you been quick to judge? And how could you be like Jesus in this gospel and bring healing and love to people that need it the most? Amen? So who is the man born blind? And how does that image speak to you on this fourth Sunday of Lent?